Tell me a little bit about the UFO situation with Maitreya. This fascinates me.
Well, Maitreya was, let me put it another way. All the planets of our system are in communication at the master level. All the masters have the ability to be in communication with the masters of all the other planets. We haven't, but they have. And this is a system. We're not a separate planet all by ourselves. All the planets are inhabited. All of them have kind of super beings at the core of it, masters of wisdom at some level or other.
You mean all the planets in our solar system
are
inhabited?
All the planets in our solar system are inhabited.
With physical beings like we are, or with,
well,
like spirits?
Well, to themselves it would be physical, but if you went to Mars or Venus, you would see nobody at all. And yet Mars has more people on it than on Earth, than we have on Earth. It's teeming with life. But we recognize only three levels of what we call physical. That's dense physical, right, liquid physical, and gaseous physical. But above that, there are four further states of matter, still physical matter, which we know as the etheric planes. Now, our science knows nothing about it, but very soon they will know. And already various experiments have been done which prove quite conclusively that these etheric planes exist. Wilhelm Reich, who was started as a colleague, an assistant of Freud, and went into more scientific approach, experimented with these etheric planes. He thought it was one, which he called orgone. One plane, but it's actually four planes, each one finer and finer than the one below it. Now, if you went to Mars, you would find, and you had etheric vision, you would see the Martians. If you went to Venus, likewise, but you need to have the etheric vision. Now, all of us have these seven levels of physical which make up our physical life. But the top four of them are, to most people, invisible. Some of the lower levels become visible, and people have, say, a vision of the fourth etheric. That's the lowest, or the third etheric. And if they are more developed or a master, they see all four of these physical planes. And there are, for instance, in Los Angeles, in New York, in San Francisco, in the major cities of the world, there are etheric counterparts of these cities. These cities are built, are drawn together magnetically to the points where this etheric energy exists. We don't see it, but the cities grow up in those areas. Now, the planets of our system vary in level. Mars is about the same from the evolutionary point of view, about the same level as Earth.
Right.
But they have not made as many mistakes as we have. And they have science, technology, which is thousands of years ahead of ours.
Have they visited us here?
All the time. What we call flying saucers, the flying saucers phenomenon is a real phenomenon. They are vehicles which come mainly from Mars, also from Venus, a few from Jupiter and Mercury. And that makes up the majority of these so-called flying saucers. But the vast majority come from Mars. They are most of them made on Mars, which is the kind of factory planet. They are made by thought. They are real and at the same time insubstantial, in that they are of etheric matter. They're not of dense, what we call dense physical matter. But they lower the vibration of, if they want to be seen, as the flying saucers are seen very often by hundreds of thousands of people, if they want to be seen, they lower the vibrational rate of the molecules that make them up until they come within our range of vision. But it's a temporary manifestation. After a few minutes or an hour or whatever is the arranged date time, they lift the vibration again, and they become invisible. That's why they are seen, they move at fantastic speeds and dart around and hover, and then suddenly disappear. They have not really disappeared.
Is this what some people think they see through the corner of their eyes sometimes? These flashes of beams and stuff?
These flashes are flashes of the etheric, probably the fourth etheric plane, the lowest of the etheric plane above gas.